Welcome to the show. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for sharing the show with a friend. That helps keep the show going, growing, full steam ahead. Really appreciate it. Have you become a member yet? Go over to crosspolitic.com. Join us at the network as we are rolling out new shows, new content. I think we got some great ones coming up that you are going to love. Go over, become a member at crosspolitic.com, get a bunch of discounts, buy some great merchandise. They have some good coffee over there. Just some great stuff. So today I was scrolling through my phone. I'm on social media a lot because I manage the CrossPolitic social media sites. I'm promoting my show. I'm getting into debates and discussions simply just to get views and to get out there. And I came across an ad that was targeted for me, a 33-year-old man, for a video game. And it just made me start to think about how grateful I am that I am out of that gaming world. Oh, I was a gamer back in the day when I was a younger kid, and even in adulthood where I probably shouldn't have, not probably, I shouldn't have been spending as much time in video games in my early 20s. And I was playing video games until I decided to grow up, for lack of a better way to say it, and go to school. So I threw away my Xbox and I've never played a video game since. And it really got me thinking, and it was really got me thinking in conjunction with what I was teaching about for my men's group that I talked about last episode, last Saturday. And I was talking about the verse where Jesus says, "You are either for me or against me. You're either gathering or scattering." Scattering. No, you're either gathering or scattering. And I was taking that to the spiritual context of every area of our life should be for advancing the kingdom. If we think there's some neutral area, it is not neutral. We are scattering. There's the myth of neutrality where there are areas in our life, either personally or in our business or wherever it is, where we are not actively pursuing God. And if we're not actively pursuing God, we're falling away from Him. And the importance of giving everything to God. But I want to focus that verse and apply it, the application of it, to business for a little bit, because a gathering and scattering could be very related to business and our careers and developing ourselves and bettering us. And it made me start to think of my nephew. He is amazing. My brother did such a great job of raising this guy. He is on track. If everything holds true, if God willing, doesn't get injured, he's going to be a professional athlete someday. And he is working so hard for over the past 3 to 4 years when he started this sport, working every day. He was skating. I guess I should just say hockey because I'm going to slip anyways. He was ice skating. He was going to drills. He was getting coached. He was working out. He was not doing things like playing video games, and it's paid off. He's being able to travel around the world. He's getting recognized already at a young age by scouts. He has been blessed with the ability to play sports, and he's being a good steward of what God gave him and using his time wisely. And that's what I want us to really talk about today. And one of the great things that he has as a mindset, my nephew, is he always thinks somebody is working harder than him, which is true. Out of the billions of people around the world, there are people working really hard. I love it. There's this one video, you can YouTube it later, of the Russian kids skating and their practices. And there's always these funny comparisons between how it is in the United States versus the Russian skaters, because, you know, in Russia, hockey's a big sport. And he has that mindset. And I wanted to talk about that for us and talk about it on the show because we need to have that same mindset. When we are furthering our career, when we are working to build a business, we need to have the mindset that there are people out hustling us. There are people working harder than us. And I want us to have that mindset in a healthy way, because we need to be able to lay aside the stuff that is not bettering us, the stuff that we consider neutral, that's not necessarily helping, not really furthering our goals. It's not furthering the betterment of what God's called us to with our families and our ministries and all that stuff. It's just kind of on the peripheral. I just do it to unwind and things like that. We need to lay aside those things because there's somebody always working harder than you. And if you want to be successful in your career, if you want to be building a if you want to build a successful business, if you want to continue to grow a company that you're already working for, you have to put in the time, the sacrifice, and the energy to do it. And playing video games is not going to be one of the ways to do that. And I know millennials like me are, you're cringing. And you're like, oh, it's so fun. I need it to relax and unwind. If you need anything to do, feel better, or to feel like you can get through a day, that's a problem in and of itself. But I just want you to realize that there's so many better things that you could be doing with your time than wasting it away. It doesn't have to be video games. It just happens to be the thing that I was thinking about. And I want to encourage you to redeem the time. We have a certain amount of time in our day. And it's either going to be used to better and to further our careers, to further us personally, to further our ministries, to go push ahead closer to what Christ has for us, or it's going to be to the latter. It's going to be letting us slip away and letting other people get ahead. Because in a capitalist society, there are people working to put you out of business. There are people working for that job that you want. And it's a zero-sum game in a lot of respects. There's maybe that one position that you can get, that one promotion, and other people are working hard at bettering their careers, adding skills, taking trainings, doing whatever they need to do, promoting their business more. And those are things that you could be doing and have the opportunity to do instead of playing video games. I haven't played a video game, and like I said, since I started going back to school, and it's amazing how much time you have to fill in those couple hours that you could be playing video games, that you could be productive, looking up something online, reading a book, making a connection, going out and networking. There's so many things that you can do that are better than video games. So don't fall for that trap. When you see that same ad for that video game, don't click on it, don't download it. Go read a book, go do some research, go figure out a way to add value. Go spend time with your family, especially as Christians, because we are called to do so much more than the secular world. The secular world has a tendency, like we've talked about before, where they put their work, their career above their families. They put it above everything else, and they end up sacrificing that, and divorce happens, and so much pain from that sin of just not having the correct priorities. How much more important is it for us as Christians who have to find that balance, that we are called to love our families more than ourselves, where we are called to be good husbands, to be good fathers, to love them as Christ loved the church, to love our wives as Christ loved the church. How much more do we need to prioritize our time? That, and you look at it kind of like as a disadvantage, right? I mean, it's not really a disadvantage, obviously, but if you're just thinking in the business context, that when you are spending time and putting in the effort, the love for your family, someone else is working at their business. So don't add to that disadvantage per se, quote unquote. I hate calling it a disadvantage. It's not. But you know what I'm talking about. It's while other people are able to spend more time doing their business than we are because we have our priorities right, let's not waste more time and put more of a gap between us and them by doing things that are wasteful, that aren't pushing us towards our goals. And I hope that's an encouragement for you. And not just video games, social media, that is a big a waste of time. That, and if you look now, iPhone came out with that time management feature where they can tell you how much time you spend on each app. Don't let social media apps be the thing that you are most spending your time on your phone. There's so many things that you could be spending time on your phone, using your phone to be productive, using your phone to add value, to help you further your goals, to your business. Don't be wasting it on looking through Pinterest, Instagram, Twitter, anything like that, unless it's your job, unless you're doing it for business purposes, or you're like a social media manager, or you're trying to promote your business, you're working on ads, you're trying to see trends and things like that. What I'm talking about is the leisurely time. Now, I'm not saying never do it. Obviously, you need to rest. God created the Sabbath. There's times to be on those things. But I'm saying when it's a majority of your time, just be conscious of that and look for those times where you're just wasting time, trying to kill time, and get an ebook where you could just read it on your phone or watch a YouTube video, use it for good, find a training on something that you're not familiar with. Maybe it's building a dashboard. Maybe it's something about data. Just be conscious of those traps of wasting time that other people who are not doing those things are spending those times to better themselves, that they are going to be getting ahead. Just like my nephew, he is always concerned about wanting to train, not be out-trained by other people. He wants to be the best. And so he's making sacrifices, like not playing video games. He's like, I tell the recruiters, I tell the schools that are looking at me that I don't even play Fortnite or Fortnite. And I mean, I haven't played video games, so I don't even know exactly what the name is called. I was like, oh, that's so cool. And I had no idea what video game he was talking about because I am not in that world anymore. Because I have made a conscious decision to take the free time that I have and use it for good, use it to better myself, to further my career, to bless my family, to do something with ministry. And it's really paid off. That's all I'm going to say. And I'm not trying to guilt you. If you play video games, that's fine. If you're on social media for fun, that's fine. But don't let it rule your life and don't let it take up all your free time. Take some of that time back and use it to invest in yourself, invest in your family, invest in your careers, and you will notice the benefits from it. You will start to see fruit come of it. I hope that comes off as an encouragement and not as condemnation or scorn. I'm not looking down on you, social media people. Hey, if you're on social media, share the show with a friend. That's always something great to do. Or if you're playing video games, there's nothing wrong in and of itself of playing video games. But don't use up all your free time for those things. Take advantage of the time God's given you to do great things. If you have any questions, comments, if you want to yell at me about that on social media, you can find me at How to Build a Tent. You can email me, matt@howtobuildatent.com, and we will talk to you next time. God bless.